Wow, there's so much there to think about, wasn't there? But this is what I would like us to, and how I'd like us to just sort of wrap up this time together. And as we go into this Christmas rush and busyness, Simon said a number of things as he's reflected on this passage with us. And I want to say this. Do we believe that God has a plan and a purpose for each and every person in this room? Okay? Now, I think this is important. Because you might be sat here thinking, well, I haven't got a word to hang on to. Where's my word? I want a word. You know, there's God's general word, isn't there? You know, we pick up this book and it's full of his general will for us. But what about the specific? Some of you have those words that God has spoken to you in the past and they've been put in your top pocket and they've been left there. And I want to encourage you to do what Simon said. Step in. For those of you who are thinking, what's the word for me? What's the word for me? I want to encourage you to take this word that Simon shared at the end there. It says there, he rewards those who earnestly seek him. If you're looking for that word, start to seek him. Because I do so believe he's got a word for everybody. Everybody. Everyone. It's so important that we get that. Because it's not about the person over there, it's about you. And if this church is going to become what I believe God is leading us into more and more, it's going to take every single person to take hold of what God has for them. And I think that there's a couple of points that I'm not going to preach Simon's sermon again. Are you willing for God to mess up your agenda? That's what I'm saying. You know, if you want this word, he'll give it to you, but are you willing for him to mess up your agenda? Are you going to go home and calendars, agendas, diaries? Are you willing to hold it before the Lord? That's how I've got mine on there. And say, okay, Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing for you to mess up. Are you willing to, I think something really important Simon said to underline just before I pray in them, to live our lives believing that it's not just about me. That is fundamentally important here. To live your life believing that it's not just about you. If you want to step into the word that God has given you, then you've got to believe that it's about much more than you. It's about his purposes through you. And finally, are you willing to take a step? So let's pray. Can I ask everyone just to sort of close their eyes? And I want to say, if you're saying, I want a word. Where's my word? Could you just raise your hand? If you're waiting and wanting that word, just raise your hand. Father, okay, just you can put them down now. But Father, I just pray for those who have raised their hands that you would just, right now, that's an expression of their earnest seeking after you. Would you reward them in these moments and in the days to come? Would you reward them? Holy Spirit, come and just sort of just come alongside. Do what you do. And just minister to hearts. Jesus, come. Come, Holy Spirit. Even in these moments, touch imagination, dreams, visions, desires, longings. Would you come? I want to just say to those of you who have a word that you've put in the back of your Bibles and you haven't got it out for a bit, and you've wondered and you've pondered, what does this look like? I'm just wondering if you'd like to raise your hand now. If you've got a word that God has given you and you're wondering what it is, what does this look like? Okay, thank you. I just pray for each and every person who raised their hand, Lord, that you would, as they take that word again, inspire and help that you would reveal, that you would allow them, enable them, encourage them to take steps in, even if it's first steps. You know, I've been thinking this week about the parable of the sower and how we often make that about new believers, but actually it's about the kingdom. And sometimes God sows a word into our lives and pressures and worries and enemies, the enemy and all sorts of things come and steal it away. So I just pray protection over those words that have been spoken by you into hearts and lives. Oh, yeah. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Jesus. Touch imaginations now. Touch our lives, Lord. Pray again, as we've been thinking recently, for that, just that baptism of your Holy Spirit now. Come and flood us afresh with your Holy Spirit of love. Fill our hearts afresh for your will, for you, for this world, Lord. Fill us now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.